T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And this is, appropriately, National Beer Lovers Day. Also the busiest telephone day of the year. It's called Telephone Day. For the business where you work. Maybe you own that business. Maybe
so
you
let's
don't.
Not combine the two at yeah, the same I think time. That could be a little difficult.
You could see how this could happen.
Yeah.
National
Beer
Lovers Day could end up, because by the end of the day you need a beer, because everybody who put off dealing with it till after Labor Day will call you today to deal with whatever it is. So anyway, the beer of choice for South Carolina, Natural Light.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what people drink here. I wouldn't know. I don't drink beer. Don't like the taste of it. But people do, and that's what they drink here in South Carolina. We're among 9 other states that is their favorite beer. So there you go. Meanwhile, I have people, Lee, are paying attention to what is going on in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get a good snootful of that, because it is getting exponentially weirder. In Australia, the Premier of Victoria announced that your ability to participate both in medical care and the economy will now be predicated on whether you have both vaccines. So I know this sounds crazy and lunatic fringe, so I actually cut the audio because you got to hear it yourself. I mean, you literally, you just got to hear it. Here's Premier David Andrews on how the unvaccinated will be shut out of the economy and will be shut out of medical care.
To protect the health system, we've got everybody locked down. We're going to move to a situation where, to protect the health system, we're going to lock out people who are not vaccinated and can be. If you're making the choice not to get vaccinated, then you're making the wrong choice. You're making the wrong choice. And for safety's sake, and for the back to that point about how much work our nurses have to do, as this becomes absolutely a pandemic of the unvaccinated and we open everything up, it's not going to be safe for people who are not vaccinated to be roaming around the place spreading the virus. That's what they'll be doing. So there's every reason to get vaccinated. And there are appointments available, and there'll be even more appointments available throughout September, October, November. Let's get to those thresholds as fast as we possibly can.
That's interesting.
That's terrifying. I mean, and again, he's using junk science that has long since been discredited, as we know. The unvaccinated and vaccinated spread it at exactly the same rate. It doesn't matter now with Delta, and that was admitted and fessed up to by the CDC. Remember, the Washington Post busted them, got their internal documents. They were forced to admit that is the case. So the idea that the vaccinated are going to run around and not spread it, is that's just not science. But it doesn't seem like a lot of these people are basing what they're doing in these countries on science. Anything approximating that. Anyway, here is the rest of it. Even though the vaccinated and unvaccinated spread it at the same rate, you do get the protection of the vaccine. If you're vaccinated, you're going to have less of a chance of ending up in the hospital and of dying. That's why you're seeing a lot of unvaccinated in the hospital. But it does not stop the nationwide spread of COVID. But they're pretending that it does in Australia. Now it's getting weirder. He goes on to say, if you're unvaccinated, you can't be a part of society. Again, completely ignoring the spread by the vaccinated, which is how it happened in my family. My sister got very ill with COVID after she got it from my dad, who's double vaxxed. I've seen it in my own house, and that is science, and it's admitted by the CDC, but not in Australia. Take a listen to this. This is Premier Daniel Anders talking about how the unvaccinated will soon be excluded from the economy.
But yes, there's going to be a vaccinated economy, and you get to participate that. You get to participate in that if you are vaccinated. Now, that's not right now because, of course, there's many more people who want to get vaccinated than we actually can get through the system. But we're going to get to a point where everybody who can get vaccinated will have been offered the chance to do so. And we are not going to have a situation, well, at least not in Victoria, where we lock the whole place down to protect people who won't protect themselves.
So the unvaccinated, you know, once they, and he talked about later on in the clip, they have shipments coming to the country, so not everybody's had the chance to get vaccinated because they don't have enough vaccines. But that the plan is, at least for Victoria, so he's the head of Victoria, it's like a state almost in Australia. The plan is no more participation in the economy. He did not go into deeper detail on, like, what does that mean? Are you allowed to eat? Can you buy food? Are you, you know, what's going on here? Again, all of this based on old junk science that has been definitely wiped out by our CDC, but also by the UK's top virologist, including the inventor of the AstraZeneca vaccine, who is a Oxford University professor. That's not real science. It's got to spread whether you're vaccinated or not. But this is where they want to go with this. And it's terrifying. I don't know. I mean, you can't reason with these people. You can't.
Well, I sort of want to take the next logical progression on this. What if this is applied to other circumstances? What if you are habitually using illegal drugs? Should you be denied health care because you're not helping yourself? You're not stopping from doing this. What about, you know, if you are having unprotected sex? Should you be allowed to get an abortion simply because you chose to have unprotected sex?
What if your type 2 diabetes is out of control?
Yeah, because you overeat. Yeah, exactly.
They'll tell you. I mean,
not everybody that has type 2 diabetes.
No, but they'll say
overeating,
It's you didn't get that under control. And we're already seeing this in the UK. That's been going on for years. They've been inching to this. But what's interesting this weekend, Lee, is we're thinking, wow, thank God I don't live in Australia. And I would put the word yet.
Yet, yeah.
At the end of that, because over the weekend, the Washington Post published this editorial advocating for the denial of health care to people who are not vaccinated.
Yeah, that's already been floating around. There's plenty of liberal writers that have been floating that idea around for weeks, if not months now.
So, the doctors should be allowed to give priority to the vaccinated when resources are scarce. So they're talking about that. I mean, they are pushing that here. They want to get this just like in Australia where folks, I mean, they are living under curfews. They cannot leave their house between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. $3,700 fine on first offense. Third offense, you go to prison. That's Australia. They have the military deployed in the streets, and they are doing house checks to make sure people are not violating curfew. You can be arrested if you go out and are found not to have a mask. Like, your mask has to be on you. You are allowed 1 hour a day of maskless exercise outdoors. But you have to have your mask on. You could be arrested. Oh, and now they have a new thing in Australia where if your whole family is vaccinated, you are allowed an extra hourly outdoors.
Oh, gee, isn't that nice?
A week. Only a week, not a day. Yeah. Right. But if you're not part of a family unit and you want to go do, you know, you're vaccinated and you want to go do that, hang out outside, you know, whatever, for that extra hour that they're now offering for you to get out of the prison that is, you know, your home has become. But you want to go like with, you know, your cousin or your friend or your neighbor, right? Because you're not maybe married or don't have a family. You have to register your vaccinated cluster with the government so that when you're found together and you're not related, then you've already pre-registered. So they knew who your friends are and whether you're allowed to be out together. That's what you have to do if you want an extra hour outdoors during the daytime, by the way, a week. But only if you're vaccinated. Otherwise, stay in your house. I'm going to put up with this here.
Yeah.
Because they're going to try it. They are aiming for this. Literally the same weekend, Lee, as we learned from Dr. Scott Gottlieb, former head of the FDA, and a member of the Pfizer board. They never do say that, do they, when
no,
they put
they
him
don't.
On CNN and CNBC,
yeah.
That we're going to need at least four boosters, or four shots, I should say, two additional shots, not one. So I got to wonder. Did you see what Ron DeSantis is doing down in
Now, I heard you talking about
Florida.
That earlier, yeah.
$5,000 fine. This is how you fight them. $5,000 fine per instance of any company asking anybody for proof of COVID vaccination. He's doing this, he says, to stop vaccine passports. So this is how this will work. If you are a company, your private company, and you'll still be able to mandate your employees get vaccinated, right? But you cannot ask a customer for their vaccination status. So you can still make the decision about, well, you know, are you going to fine your employees or not, or fire your employees or not if you're vaccinated. However, you cannot ask a customer for their vaccine status. This is to combat vaccine passports. And he says the $5,000 fines will be issued to businesses, schools, and government agencies that require people to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination. He's not messing around.
I just noted anecdotally over the weekend that many of the businesses, we didn't go to a whole lot of places, but especially did go to some, the wife did some shopping yesterday, just down here, down the road from the station here, doing some shopping. And almost all of the employees that I'm seeing are wearing face coverings of some kind. And there are signs asking you to do so, but no one's forcing you to do so if you don't.
You know, it's interesting you brought that up because you, you know, when you're in your little media capsule world, as you and I are all the time, right? We're taking media all the time. I mean, there's a sense of hysteria among the media. It's like as if this is the biggest thing. Yeah. And then I go to like sporting event. We went to one last week that everybody was sitting shoulder to shoulder, crammed into a gym.
Right.
It's hot.
Yeah.
And two people are wearing masks. That's it. It was two elderly people. That was two very sweet looking little elderly people. I understood completely why they were in the mask. Mm-hmm. Nobody else was. There was not a single soul in there. There was another mom and a daughter who came in wearing masks. They saw nobody else had one on. They took it off.
Yeah.
Not one. So there's a huge disconnect, it seems, here between, you know, the way that it's covered on the media as if this is the biggest thing in people's lives and then, like, what's going on out there, which the public, at least in this area, seems to be of the opinion, like, we're just done with this.
Yeah.
We're just done. I couldn't believe how few people had masks on. I was genuinely surprised by that.
Yeah.
So we'll see how all this goes over. But, you know, Henry McMaster, want to introduce you to Ron DeSantis. Yeah. This is how you do it.
Yeah.
This is how you fight vaccine passports. This is what a real governor does.
Yeah.
They don't just put out a statement saying they don't like it and it won't be tolerated here. They back it up with actual teeth, actual fines.
And you have a legislature that cooperates.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, folks, don't fall into that trap. Well, I've got both my vaccines. I'll be fine. No, you won't be fine. You're not going to be fine. People who are vaccinated in Australia have to ask the government's permission to go out for an extra hour a week, okay? They have to ask the government's permission to exercise. They are still, even vaccinated, they are locked down in their homes from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. So don't think, I'm just going to ignore this. It doesn't apply to me. Oh, it will. It will. It does in Australia.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Actually, the Taliban is awesome. Or they could be. And what we really need to do is fund them. Wait, what? Folks, I told you this last week and I nailed it. I said they are they have armed them, given them territory. Now they need to give them one more thing. The Biden administration will rest at nothing until they do. They got to fund them. Think about this for a minute. You're Taliban, right? You're building a Taliban army. You've turned over territory to them at their mere request. You left behind $62 billion worth of equipment, I'd say, deliberately. You left behind 5,000 prisoners, including many internationally wanted terrorists at Bagram Air Base, so they could free them. Internationally wanted, watchlisted terrorists left behind so the Taliban could free them, and they did. Now you got one thing left you got to do if you're going to build a Taliban army, none of which y'all is in it. It's no accidents here. All the mistakes go one way. That's called a pattern with the Biden administration. Got to get them money. Got to get them money. Because you can get them all the uniforms and the night vision goggles and the guns and the armored vehicles that you want, but you got to feed them, right? Can't run an army for free. Got to feed them. Got to clothe them. Got to re-up the ammo once they use it, as they are now for the genocide. Got to get them the money. And the money is sitting right there, and it's driving the Biden administration crazy. It's $9 billion in aid. It was slated to go upon us leaving Afghanistan to the Afghan government. And they desperately want to give it to the Taliban. Oh, God, did they want to give it to the Taliban. I told you last week, they will. They will find a way to get that money to them. Mark my words, I would bet the contents of my 401k double or nothing. I know how these people work. They've been trying to build an Islamic caliphate since Obama, and they will do it this time. And literally hours later, Jake Sullivan, Biden's national security advisor, was on television with George Stephanopoulos, who was looking at him like he'd lost his mind, as Sullivan suggested that, you know, maybe we needed to consider, you know, like funding the Taliban, like giving them aid, because, you know, they might not be that bad. By the way, the BBC reported over the weekend, Taliban murdered this British broadcasting company, BBC. Taliban murdered an eight months pregnant police officer because they've decreed that women can't work there anymore. This place can't do that. So, they came to her house. They beat her and the baby. So she's inside of her. And shot her dead in the head in front of the family and then used a screwdriver to extract her brains in front of them. Literally, as Mark Milley... Timing almost exactly corresponds to General Mark Milley. Remember him? He's the one who's been talking about the need to teach Marxism and critical race theory to our cadets. Literally, as Mark Milley was out there making the argument that we have to prop up the Taliban because if we don't, ISIS might get control of Afghanistan. All that happened this weekend. They're murdering 8 months old pregnant women, 8 months along pregnant women, just as Milley's like, you know, maybe we should give them some money. Here's Jake Sullivan last week. He's working up to it.
You say we're going to work with the Taliban. Does that include the prospect of giving them aid?
Well, first of all, we do believe that there is an important dimension of humanitarian assistance that should go directly to the people of Afghanistan. They need help with respect to health and food aid and other forms of subsistence, and we do intend to continue that. Secondly, when it comes to our economic and development assistance relationship with the Taliban, that will be about the Taliban's actions. It will be about whether they follow through on their commitments to safe passage.
He's not ruling it out. As he said that they were going house to house executing people, Fox News reported. Didn't care. So he's working up to it. They're working up to it. Keep in mind, what they do here a lot of the time, they'll hand the billions to the NGOs knowing the Taliban controls. The Taliban controls everything in that country. So you can't give aid to the people. It's impossible. And they don't intend to. They want to give it to the Taliban. Over the weekend, General Milley was out And he was actually for once not talking about critical race theory or the need to study white rage or justifying the fact that he's having people read Marxism or admitting that he himself reads Marxist documents because we should know everything. Nope. He was trying to justify the idea of giving aid to the Taliban, to Jennifer Griffin. Well, we have to, because if we don't, there might be a civil war and ISIS could win. So we should give aid to the people going door-to-door executing people, including female police officers who are 8 months pregnant? Yeah.
I don't know if the Taliban is going to be able to consolidate power and establish governance.
Who cares?
Maybe not. But I think there's at least a very good probability of a broader civil war, and that will then in turn lead to conditions that could, in fact, lead to a reconstitution of Al-Qaeda or a growth of ISIS or other myriad of terrorist groups. So I think the short answer to your question is we don't know yet, but the conditions are very likely.
Yeah. And he was answering a question from her with, oh, we need to, yeah, no, the Taliban are great. We need to make sure they stay in power or ISIS could end up in power. But remember what we found last week in the New York Times archives, August 30, 2019, founder of the Afghan Taliban. And what did he say in an interview with New York Times? Who are the Afghan Taliban? ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and former Pakistani Taliban fighters. That's who they are. That's the founder. That's not me. In the archives of the New York Times. So this whole idea of, well, we need to help prop them up. Oh, my God. ISIS might take over. They are ISIS. And he knows it. Gonna jump on the line with Todd in Fountain Inn. Hey, Todd.
Good morning, Ms. Tara. How are you today?
Good. What's on your mind? You went down to Georgia.
Yeah, we went down to Savannah. Me and my wife did this weekend, just to kind of kick around some. On the way down, I noticed these signs in the doors, and whenever we got to Savannah and the Tanger Outlet Malls down there, basically they said there's a bunch of legal stuff that said, come in and shop. If you want to wear a mask, wear it. You don't, don't. If you're vaccinated, great. If you're not, fine. But you can't sue anybody if you get sick, and you can't jump on anybody for wearing or not wearing a mask. It was basically come in and shop and feel free, you know, but, you know, mind your damn manners is what it was.
So I'm just curious. We were looking around this weekend. We were surprised by how many people were just not wearing masks. It doesn't seem like COVID fear is what it was. Or you would think it would be if you listen to the media every day, at least not if you're walking around, you know, the Greenville upstate area. What was it like down in Georgia? What were you seeing? Like masks and
there,
stuff?
There was a few people that had masks. Mainly nobody did. There were a few here and there, but it wasn't anything big. Now, when you went into the stores, most of the people work in the stores, the retail workers and at the restaurants, they were wearing masks.
Okay. Yeah.
And you could tell that they really didn't want to because, you know, they weren't exactly put on correctly, you know, like pulled down below the nose. And I mean,
yeah.
You could tell it was like, we're just wearing it because, you know, and I was like, yeah. That and the conversation I had with the Pfizer representative a couple of weeks back, and she told me under no circumstances to get the anti-vax or get the vaccination. I was like, you work for Pfizer. And she said, yeah, and that's why I'm telling you. She said, I've told my entire family not to get the vaccination. She said, reports are coming back, bone deterioration, muscle degradation, all sorts of stuff. And I asked her flat out, I said, then why are y'all still putting it out? And she said, the current administration, and that's all I'm saying about it.
Hmm. And how did you bump into this Pfizer person? Or?
Well, I do, I'm a maintenance supervisor at a multifamily housing complex. I'm kind of all over. I meet all sorts of people.
Yeah.
And then I have to go to different little trade shows, different little trade groups, or I have to go somewhere to get supplies and stuff. And I just happened to bump into one, and I was like, Pfizer. And I was like, you know, she wasn't wearing a mask. And I asked her if she was vaccinated, and she said no. And I was like, okay, I'm very interested now. And she said that no, she's not, and she never would be vaccinated. She said, under no circumstances, especially if you've already had COVID-19, do not get it.
Huh.
I was like, okay. But she, like I said, she wasn't going into great, great, great detail. And I'm not allowed to use her name. As a matter of fact, I probably shouldn't have said her. But anyways, but no, she told me under no circumstances to get it. And that the hospitalization rates, they're being fudged a little for the vaccinated and non-vaccinated.
Going to be interesting, Todd, to see if that ends up being the case here. Appreciate your phone call. All right, let's jump on this real quick. Did you see what ran in the Times of India? This is where you got to go. I'm sorry, it was India Today. This is where you got to go to find out what's going on in our country. 68 lawmakers wrote to President Joe Biden about the Taliban. They're not happy. You're thinking, yeah, I know, I've heard that story. They're not happy with how we pulled out. Nope. No, that's not what they were concerned about. Their letter's actually terrifying, for those of us who've paid close attention to the Taliban. They want to know what Joe's plan is to keep them from getting nuclear weapons. You're thinking, how's the Taliban going to get nuclear weapons? The Taliban has been clear, and I did my Battleground podcast on this, on the last one that's up there if you want to listen to it. The Taliban has been clear about what their absolute goal is. They have for 20 years. They don't fudge it. Their goal is to take Pakistan and get the nukes. That's their goal, just so you know. That's not a crazy conspiracy theory. 68 members of Congress, both Democrat and Republican, just wrote a letter to Joe to ask what's he going to do to stop that, seeing as it's their, you know, goal. Did you hear anything about this letter? No, they don't want you know but the nukes. They don't. See, because the problem is under Obama, the Taliban got within a couple of miles of capturing the capital. It's one of the reasons we had to go back in big numbers. Wait, they got that close? Mm-hmm. Half the Taliban is Afghani. The other half is Pakistani. Pakistan's a weird place. The elected representatives in Pakistan, at least at this time, are fairly moderate for an Islamic country. Imran Khan is a great example of that. He gives lip service to the Taliban because they're popular there in Pakistan, while at the same time thwarting them because he wants to keep his own power. The military of Pakistan would love to overthrow him and everybody else they elected in a coup. They are huge supporters of the Taliban, both the Afghani Taliban and the Pakistani Taliban, which sets up the competition nicely. Who helped the Taliban this weekend take northern Afghanistan? That'd be the Pakistani military. Why? Because they're angling to help to have the Taliban take not just Afghanistan, but also Pakistan. You heard that right. The biggest shock in that phone call we've heard so much about between Joe Biden and Ghani, the now former head of Afghanistan, was not the part where Joe told him to lie. Although that was shocking. Not for Joe, though. He lies all the time. Not where Joe told him to lie. And just, now don't tell anybody the Taliban are taking territory. Just no, don't tell anybody. In the end, Biden wouldn't tell our allies either, which is how their people got stranded there. Now, the most shocking part of that letter, I'm sorry, of that transcript of that phone call, was actually something else. It had to do with the Taliban. I'll tell you what it is. This is the real problem in Afghanistan. Coming up next. Two shocking revelations in that transcript of that call, that now famous call between Joe Biden and the former Afghan president, Ghani. Most of the attention's gone to the fact that Biden told him to lie about the Taliban taking territory. But there was something else in there that was equally terrifying. It was the reason for the call. The media hasn't explained this. The media has painted a picture of a feckless bunch of fighters who just were too lazy to go out there keep fighting once we left. Never mind that they had taken 50,000 casualties in 10 years and were obviously very committed. Nobody in our country would join a military like that at that casualty rate. Yet Afghans did. They fought for their country. What had changed? What caused them to turn tail and run? Why did Ghani beg Joe Biden for extra help in that phone call? Because they were under attack by Pakistan. Wait, what? The Pakistani military was providing all of the logistics, the instruction, the training, all of it for the Taliban to take Afghanistan. That's what had changed. And he said they needed air support to continue or the Pakistani military would conquer Afghanistan. That didn't get reported. That's what had changed. He said we were actively under attack by the Pakistani military. They backed the Taliban. Pakistani military has wanted to unite the Pakistani Taliban and the Afghani Taliban for years to create a nuclear-armed Taliban-run state, which would then overthrow the leadership of Pakistan. Do I have your attention? 68 members of Congress, both parties, wrote to Joe Biden about it over the weekend. India's all over it. They're terrified. Because you know what the Taliban and the Pakistani army have just announced their next target is? Kashmir. They're ready to go to war on India. They want a nuclear-armed Afghanistan joined with a nuclear-armed Pakistan under Taliban control, which is not new. The Taliban's told us that for 20 years it was their goal. They're well on their way to accomplishing it in partnership with the Pakistani military. And the 68 members of Congress who wrote to Joe just want to know if he had a plan for that. Or if we're like, you know, cool with the idea of a nuclear-armed Taliban. See, folks, I told you, if you want to stop fighting the world's wars, then let's pull out of the other 149 countries we don't need to be in. Places like Spain and the UK and Australia, where there aren't terrorists who want to kill us. But we needed to stay in Afghanistan. Bizarrely, we're in all those other places. 9,000 troops in the UK, for what? I'm not real sure. But the one place we needed to be, we pull out. The one place on earth we needed to be. We could have pulled out of any of those. I'd say pull out of a dozen of them at least. But no. So the idea that a nuclear-armed Taliban is not going to affect your day-to-day life, I got a message for you. Anyway, this isn't even being covered here. You have to read about it in India where they're in a cold panic over the Taliban and Pakistani army's plans to take Kashmir and conduct war on India. Pray they don't get the nukes. Because I can tell you this, Biden doesn't have a plan for that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.